This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Good morning. I admire the judge greatly, but I've been a military lawyer for 33 years, and there is no constitutional right for an American citizen to join enemy forces and commit war against your own nation. It's just not what I think. There are two cases right on point. In re Curin is a 1942 decision where an American citizen joined the Nazi forces who landed on Long Island. They were saboteurs helped by an American citizen. That American citizen was captured and tried by military commission and sentenced by our military. The Supreme Court said if you join enemy forces, then you can be treated as an enemy combatant. In 2004, in Hamdi versus Rumsfeld, we captured an American citizen in Afghanistan fighting with the Taliban. And here's what the court said in 2004. Just bear with me here a second. The court held that if a citizen decides to associate itself with the enemy engaged in armed conflict against the United States, there is no bar to holding them as an enemy combatant. So I've been doing this for 33 years. To any American citizen out there, if you're thinking of joining Al-Qaeda or ISIL or any other radical Islamic group to commit war or jihad against the United States, you can be killed on the battlefield like Anwar al-Awlaki was, an American citizen fighting with Al-Qaeda in Yemen. And if you're captured, you can be held as an enemy combatant. Right. This administration won't do that because this administration is fighting a crime. We should be fighting a war.
That pretty well simplifies it, doesn't it, Scott? I mean, you know, and you and I were talking about this, is that when you become a citizen, you know, let me read just the first paragraph. And this is the oath that they take. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of which I was heretofore been a subject or a citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform noncombatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction when required by law, and that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, so help me God. Okay, that is the oath. Now, yes, I know, when you heard me say, I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. There's no room there for Sharia law, is there?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
And this is coming up, and this is, you know, part of the issue, that's thrown out there, and yet there's no response. You know, people are saying, well, look, we want Sharia law. Well, Sharia law doesn't reside here. You want Sharia law, then, you know, you got to go find a country that is what they adhere to. We say clearly, when you take an oath of office and you become a naturalized citizen, that you are going to obey and support and defend the laws of the land, which is, oh yes, the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America. There's nothing in there about Sharia. So you're trying to come in and preach and insist on the wrong gospel and the wrong church, and here it is. This is the problem we have with our country, and why so many people are scratching their head and go, why is this a long discussion? You know, this is a round peg in a square hole. This is, you know, we are a country of laws. We believe in the rule of law, but maybe we don't believe in the rule of law. Maybe we just believe in the rule of exceptions. And, you know, as my old mentor friend used to say to me, you know, because I used to say, well, you know, because back in, you know, our era, you had to have an open mind. Everything was, you know, have an open mind. That was the mantra of the day. Well, you can have such an open mind that your brains eventually fall out, and you can't even make common sense choices anymore. You sit there and go, wait a minute, we've got people coming into this country, and they even say, you know, they're supporting groups that say that they're at war with us. but yet we want to come up with some other term and word and accommodation for it. Is it any wonder that we're off the rails here, ladies and gentlemen? Well, this is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. Boy, we got a morning for you. Stay with us 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, past shows, interviews, things of interest to you, things that hopefully will add to your day and make your day as well, all right there for you free at charge. And excited about that. Hey, also excited, by the way, we have a new affiliate starting this week. And we're on a little bit of a delayed situation with WTNW. I say delayed. We're on Monday through Friday from 10 to noon. We are live, as you know, from 9 to noon Eastern Time. But from 10 to noon Central Time, out of Jasper, Tennessee, we welcome WTNW and Logan Carmichael, the general manager, program director there. You know, call the station. Tell them thank you very much for continuing to spread the word of truth. And that you're excited to have Bill Martinez there in Jasper, Tennessee. We're excited to be there. I mean, it sounds like a fun city, too. I've been reading up on that. And when we get the motorhome, we got to, you know, go and visit Jasper. It seems like a great spot and great community. So looking forward to meeting the folks there personally. Hey, Dr. Herb London is with us right now. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research and co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. Dr. Herb, how you doing, buddy?
Well, Bill, pleasure to be with you as always.
Hey, there's lots to talk about on the docket here, but we started the conversation this morning about the obligations of naturalized citizens. You know, we have these naturalized citizens, you become citizens, and what happened to the oath that they take? I mean, this is pretty much the same, you know, pretty close to what we take in the military. The key is that they will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Of course, they also entirely renounce, abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom of which they heretofore have been subject or a citizen thereof. And, you know, this is the oath that they take. We are a nation of laws. And we're just not holding people accountable to this. What's going on?
Well, we're not holding people accountable. I think you've raised the right issue because what you will hear, and you heard it from Nestella Rahami, the person who's responsible for the explosions in New York, he believes in Sharia.
Mm-hmm.
He said, my loyalty is to Sharia. And he's made it clear that, one, he hates homosexuals, he hates American culture, hates American life, spent a year in Afghanistan and in Pakistan. I mean, you've got to wonder about people like that. The FBI has investigated him, but they have so many cases, 900 cells that have been identified, terrorist cells in the United States. There aren't enough FBI officers to engage in the kind of surveillance that's necessary. But we've got to become a lot more serious about this whole question of what it means to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
And if you
exactly.
are unwilling to accept the Constitution and the laws of this land, you're an outsider. You're not an American.
Right.
So if you tell me that Sharia transcends the Constitution, then it seems to me you're not an American. You're not an American citizen.
Yes.
You're not abiding by our laws.
You basically have renounced your citizenship, haven't you?
That is correct.
And we have to accept them for their word. And with all due respect, okay, this doesn't work for you anymore. I mean, because, you know, we have Muslims all over the country, and I say all over, you know, and I know that's a bit of a broad brush, so excuse me for taking a little bit of freedom here with this, but yet we see Muslims all over the country going, we want Sharia law. Well, you know, Sharia, it doesn't happen here. You know, we are, you know, based on the Constitution of the United States of America and the laws here. And last time I checked, Sharia is not accommodated. Now, there are some cities, that being said, that are, you know, trying to accommodate it. And I go, well, what are you doing? I mean, you as a city, as an organization, as an institution, are violating the inherent laws of the land. And this is what happens when you begin to spoil the broth and, you know, leaven what are the laws here. And now we wonder why people are so confused.
I think you stated it very well. I mean, part of the difficulty that we have in the United States is that we have lost the sense of who we are as a people and the laws of this land that must be defended. If you are unwilling to defend the laws of your own land, then obviously people are going to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have now in the United States is the belief that the First Amendment transcends everything else. So if it's freedom of religion and people are saying, well, we are free to express our views about Sharia, then it seems to me that you're opening the door for the change in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what Karl Popper once wrote about in his Open Society, where he said, if you have an unlimited view of your own laws, then it seems to me people will use those laws to destroy those laws.
Exactly.
And that is precisely what we are seeing in the United States at the moment, where there are many in the United States who do not understand the implications of Sharia, which is a way of life, by the way, that includes law.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost redundant to say Sharia law. It is a way of life that includes law, but it is not in any way, shape, or form, can it transcend the importance of our Constitution. Now, Ben Carson, during the course of the campaign, had a very interesting question that was addressed to him. Someone said to him, could someone who's Islamic be president of the United States? Ben said no.
Mm-hmm.
And then he thought about it a little bit. But the answer should have been, anyone can be president of the United States. But when you put your hand on that Bible, the Judeo-Christian Bible,
mm-hmm.
you are saying that you will abide by the laws of this land and uphold the Constitution. That's what you're saying. If you
exactly.
can't say that or mean that, I don't care who you are. You could be Zoroastrian. It doesn't mm-hmm. make any difference. You are not going to be person of prominence or political office
mm-hmm.
or a president in the United States. You cannot mm-hmm. be a president and at the same time adhere to laws that are different from and that in some sense even challenge the existence mm-hmm. of the First Amendment, the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah, so ladies, this is basic, Herb. I mean, you know, it's like when you take an oath of office, there's no crossing fingers here. You know, you are here to protect the laws of the land. And if something is in conflict with who you are, the integrity of the person, I mean, we dealt with this, didn't we, with John Kennedy? Because everybody was worried about, oh, he's going to be subject to the Pope, remember?
Exactly. Of course, this has been a theme throughout American history, when people with a very different philosophical view are elected president. Millard Fillmore, people said he was a Muslim. So again, we have gone through this before, but the first and most important thing is to adhere to the Constitution of the United States and recognize that it is the foundation stone for America. And if you're saying it no longer has any meaning because we adhere to a different position, then it seems to me you're not an American.
Well, does Barack Obama own this? And I say this, and I know some people go, wait, well, what are you saying here? You know, because so much of this activity and the insurgence of Muslim activity, terror attacks on the homeland, have happened on his watch. How much does he own this, and is it even fair to even pose that question?
Well, I think it's fair to pose the question. How much of it he owns is very difficult to say. Would this have happened had Obama not been president? That is, of course, again, another speculative question.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that you can say is, even if there isn't a causal relationship between Obama and these events, there is a correlational relationship between the two. These events occurred under his watch
mm-hmm.
in San Bernardino, and it's Orlando, and it's New York. I mean, we have had one incident after another in the United States under his guidance, while he's at the helm.
Yes.
So you have to say there's something going on here. There's insufficient surveillance. There's insufficient attention given to this matter. And there's an unwillingness to identify the enemy, to say that this is militant Islam. This is a radical force within our own country. These are people who are coming here with the intent to cause harm to Americans. We've got to say that because this is a doctrinal war. It is not only a war fought with bullets, it's a war fought with ideas.
Exactly.
We have to have ideas that represent the best of America. And what is that? That, you stated it, it is our Constitution. The
exactly.
Founding fathers.
Well, Herb, we got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Herb London. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
War. It's been a part of humanity in every age. We fight for power, for riches, for rights, or for freedom. There always seems to be something to fight for. But one thing has remained true of every war. Behind the field of battle, someone has developed a strategy. This was part of my husband's role in the army. He would look at what the enemy was doing, then begin putting together the resources and a plan to fight against them. He was a crucial part of this process until a heart attack claimed his life. That was a hard time for me and our son. I was reminded that death is a part of life, and that the life we're given should never be taken for granted. It's been 40 years since Leo passed, but I still hold on to the many lessons I learned from that time. I find myself amazed that of the many battles we engage in today, be it money, control, or matters of the heart, very few of us know how to fight the right way or understand who we're really fighting against. To win any battle, you've got to have the right strategy and resources, because victories don't come by accident.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, from her mouth, her lips, to our ears, ladies and gentlemen, the wisdom of Ms. Claire from, of course, War Room. Our conversation with Dr. Herb London continues, National Security Islam Analyst. Dr. Herb, Ahmad Khan Rahami, boy, this guy was a bit on the target with the FBI. His dad said that he even told the FBI that he was a terrorist. He had stabbed a family member. I mean, this guy had issues.
Oh, he had issues. But again, this is not a lone wolf. I don't believe in the idea of a lone wolf. He was inspired by someone. He went to Pakistan and Afghanistan. His father claimed that he told the FBI, but then, of course, he lied about that. And he never told the FBI, but a neighbor did, about his peculiar behavior. But whether it's peculiar behavior or not, what we are facing here are people like that. Mm-hmm. Who are very eager to undermine the United States. And this is a fellow who had clear designs on doing so. He went to soft targets. Keep in mind that this was UN week. So mm-hmm. the police were focused on the 42nd Street area, not on 23rd Street,
exactly.
Not on 27th Street where the bombs were located. These are very soft targets. And in addition, he lives over in New Jersey. So he takes the PATH train, which is very easy, as a stop at 23rd Street. Gets mm-hmm. off, leaves the bombs, goes away. We were very fortunate in New York. 31 people were injured. That's not fortunate, needless to say, one yes. very seriously. But people could have been killed very easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
exactly.
Who spends his time in the evening taking a pressure cooker, making it into a bomb, putting a cell phone on it so you could trigger that bomb? Mm-hmm. Who does that? Unless, of course, they've gone through a thought process. Mm-hmm. They've been inspired by some group. They have been given all of the kind of religious and military training that makes this possible. So the idea that this lone wolf operating by himself is absurd.
Right.
There are no lone wolves in the United States. We've got mm-hmm. to come to grips with the fact that there is an enemy that wants to fight against us. Osama bin Laden said, there's a war I declare against the United States, and I will kill 7 million Americans. We are at war. People mm-hmm. want to understand that. It happened here already in San Bernardino and Orlando. It happened in New York City. It happened in Fort Hood. It happened in Chattanooga. It happened in the Boston Marathon. I can go on and on.
Yeah, exactly. In Minnesota as well, right on the heels of this.
Of course.
You know?
Of course. And so what we are facing is a nation that is very much under siege, but a president who doesn't get it. He can't define the enemy. He is unwilling to say this militant, Islamic, radicals, extremists who want to destroy America. Let's get that straight, because if we don't understand that, then we can't fight this war. Then we have to understand this is a doctrinal war. They've got a doctrine. They know what they want to achieve, and they are very clever in using that doctrine to find what we call splinter insurgents. That is people who break off from the main wood but are entirely on their own, with the understanding is they will do destructive acts.
Exactly.
So there is no question that we've got a very big problem in our hands. But we've got to be able to address it in a sensible manner. That has not happened yet.
Well, when you have leadership that underestimates and does not adequately describe who the enemy is, and refers to them as JV. I got to tell you, Herb, this past weekend I spent some time with some military, frontline military men, and I can't be specific as to where they came from, but the things that they shared with me, it is clear ISIS knows what they are doing. They, and in many cases, as we're finding out, they've been trained here in America by our own military strategists. So, you know, quite ironic, that this has happened, but, why should we be surprised? This has not been the first time.
Well, you have to remember that the Sunni militias that were created by Petraeus to offset the militias in Iraq morphed into ISIS. They use American equipment. They have been trained by the United States. So you're absolutely correct. They understand strategy. They know what they're doing. The notion of creating another kind of large attack of the kind that existed in 9/11, that is not likely, because now we are dealing with splinter insurgency of the kind that Chairman Mao talked about in the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing individuals who are so-called lone wolves, but they're not. But
yes.
The splinters, I'm speaking metaphorically. Of
yes, exactly. But I think that's a perfect description for him. Herb, let's change focus here for just a bit, touching on Syria and what's going on here, this supposed ceasefire. Where are we at now?
Well, in the case of the ceasefire, it's meaningless, absolutely meaningless. We have delegated policy in Syria to the Russians. The Russians pretty much decide where we're going to go, including the targeting of American planes. So the United States is in fact a kind of subsidiary to the major discussions that are taking place.
Yeah, who would have thought?
It's very interesting that when Erdogan sat down with Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, and this démarche occurs between the two nations, it was fascinating to me that here is Erdogan, they hate the Russians, and of course the Russians hate the Turks, but they've been at war for 1,000 years, and they're trying to arrive at some sort of accommodation, even though the Turks shot down a Russian plane, as you know. What is the accommodation? Well, you know, you can kill the Kurds and we'll protect Assad. So that's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what has happened in this 45-minute conversation that is made public is that Erdogan goes through this analysis in Syria, does not mention one significant, or we think significant, variable in the equation. The United States.
Yes.
We have no role to play. The
right.
Turks are saying United States irrelevant. The Russians are saying United States irrelevant. The Iranians are saying United States irrelevant. Now, this is remarkable. When the civil war broke out in 2011, the United States could have intervened on behalf of the Free Syrian Army. We could have brought this about. We could have ended this in less than a year without this tremendous migration of millions of Syrians into Europe. But again, the president chose not to act. He sat on his hands. He said, oh, this is not our war. We want Assad to go, but we're not going to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do we say about Assad? Well, because the Russians are dictating policy, we say Assad should stay there for, quote unquote, the foreseeable future.
Exactly.
So we
so much for the red line.
In the area.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so much for that red line, so much for the red line on poison gas. There is no red line. There's no policy. And the United States looks like a weak link in this area. We do not have any kind of leverage. And people in the area clearly know that. If you talk to the Egyptians, they say, where is the United States? What role are you playing?
And the other allies there in the Middle East that used to depend on the United States, look for the United States for support and leadership, they're gone. And now all of a sudden, you know, Russia's got a bigger footprint. Oh, maybe that's why Benjamin Netanyahu has been meeting with Putin more often these last several months.
Exactly, because the Israelis know if you want to deal with the problems that Hezbollah is presenting in Lebanon and throughout Syria, we better talk to the Russians about this, because the Russians are the ones who can control them. And the Russians have to understand that we don't want to go to war against Russia, say the Israelis, but we have to attack the Hezbollah because they're attacking us.
Exactly.
Well,
we got to leave it at that, Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Herb, thank you so much. It is just about 29 after.
Ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead the healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live. Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, welcome aboard. Good to have you along for the ride here as we do everything we can, calling all hands on deck, because that's what it's going to take. Grassroots movement from the ground up, not top down. Top down is what got us into this mess to begin with. This is a government up for and by we the people. Either we believe in the Constitution and are willing to support it and call those out that do not, or you have the unwinding of basic American foundations, which is right before our eyes today. By the way, I've been meaning to ask you about this, you know, what your thoughts were about former President George H.W. Bush bucking his party's presidential nominee and planning to vote for Hillary Clinton in November. Now, this is according to a member of another famous political family, the Kennedys. We're talking the senior Bush, 92-year-old George H.W., who said he was going to stay silent on the White House race between Clinton and Donald Trump, which was bothersome at that point, but a sign in and of itself, of course, of his distaste for the GOP nominee. But so much for GOP loyalty. And I wonder if this is going to absolutely do in the Bush legacy, to the point that if his son ever had any inkling down the road of running for president, is Jeb's fate now sealed because of, you know, a little bit of a spoiled response? I mean, didn't Jeb make take an oath? I mean, he was one of the first ones to take that oath that he would support the eventual nominee, and he's not.
And then now you've got a Republican, former Republican president saying, you know, he so dislikes Trump that somehow he thinks he can affect, you know, Republican-like policy, I guess, by supporting, you know, Hillary Clinton. Really? I mean, what a stretch here.
They made them sign that agreement when they thought that Trump would have to support them.
Yes, exactly.
It was never intended to be the other way around.
Well, of course not. That's obvious, right? But, I mean, you know, Scott, is this amazing, you know, that you would have... I mean, I know they got the never Trumpers, and some others have been slow to come around. You know, people in leadership, Mitt Romney won't. You know, there's been words, you know, thrown back and forth. And understand feelings, you know, are affected. You know, welcome to the political process. You know, nobody played nice. I mean, Mitt Romney got beat up pretty severely when he went up against Barack Obama. You know, he got fired up there for a moment, but he flared out like a bad 4th of July firecracker. You know, he needed to stay intense. Well, Donald Trump is not going to, you know, fade. We know that. But it's... you know, is it not a choice? Is not an echo? Is you know, as Phyllis Schlafly would say? I mean, clearly we have a choice for the first time between these two parties. But it's quite revealing to see that you know, here it is. You got all these rhinos that cannot handle it. You know, they like staying close to the Democratic Party to some degree, and then you wonder. You go, wow, are you guys all complicit in this socialistic movement here? You know, this is what seems to be exposed here. They're really not thinking about, you know, what's good for America. So is it any wonder and why people say, well, this is, you know, everybody's complicit. You know, it's a Republican-Democratic thing where America is right now. No doubt it is. And it's also, you know, you got to throw we the people into the mix as well, because we have, you know, abandoned our constitutional rights and our responsibility, as we were saying yesterday, you cannot disconnect rights from responsibility. With rights come responsibility. You know, people have the right to riot, is what we've been seeing in North Carolina. Sure, I mean, you don't have the right to riot. You have the right to protest. That's one thing. But the responsibility comes into play that you protest according to the law. You don't create a riot. You don't do damage to police and police equipment, because last time I checked, that's our equipment. Didn't we pay for that stuff, right? I mean, that comes from the people. That's what I thought. And then you upend businesses, the very backbone of the community that is supporting, you know, the local community, and you're in there looting these businesses. And what is that telling other chain store operations and other businesses? They're not welcome there. That if they go there, it's at a high risk. I mean, it's kind of like what we just went through with Rio, right? The concern that, you know, people weren't going to be protected. There was, you know, security issues and everything. And, you know, there were some minor issues, thank God, you know, but, you know, people needed to be on guard, you know, for what happened. But Rio has a reputation. It's like some of the cities in America are now gaining a reputation because of the display of, you know, riotous behavior. Okay, you got a problem here. I mean, everybody, again, we get to this issue, and I couldn't believe I was listening to an attorney last night, you know, for... I'm just kind of, you know, he was representing, I think, Freddie Gray. And I think that's who he had represented. Maybe I have it wrong. But anyway, he was saying that he just felt like all the information needed to come out, you know, right away. There was no due process. You know, it's like when this happens, there are some things in life, there are some instances where you just need to have all the information. Well, you know, I'm sorry. That's just not the way it works. You know, you just don't throw everything out there, because everybody's due process rights and responsibilities come into play. And, you know, it's it is interesting that time and again, when we've gone through the process, we find that people have overreacted. Police have been exonerated, except for one case here recently where, hey, look at the guy. You know, the guy broke the law and he's in jail. I think he's going to be in jail for like at least 25, 30 years. You know, it was a bad deal. I mean, and no question about it. So it's not like the police get away with murder. And, you know, that's what people would want you to say. You know, the narrative has become that, you know, this last victim was holding a book. Some said even a Bible. And but wait a minute. He had a holster on his ankle. The police say a gun. They've got video. And, of course, in time, that will come out because of the laws of due process. It just doesn't happen just because you want to get all flared up and you want to insist. And even, I mean, as a representative of the court, as an attorney, you know, saying, you know, making that kind of statement, it's like, what are you talking about? You know, how do you get there? I mean, I understand that we live in a rather impetuous and hurry up kind of society, but there is, again, the rule of law. And if you were on either side of the subjection of that law, you want the rule of law to be in play. You don't want people to rush to judgment, although that's what we do, you know, whether it's the media or you know, other pundits that are so quick. You know, all you can do is at this point, you know, it's like I, you know, keep insisting. And I hope this is, you know, something that sticks with you, because this has been one of those life lessons for me, is that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So right now we're in that period of the process where opinion is running rapid. The bad thing about that is that it's causing people to do things that, you know, are not fruitful. They're not in their best interest. You know, burning down buildings and businesses in their community, no bueno. Doesn't help anybody. You know, that's not getting to the solution here. You know, we need to figure out what's going on. And I, you know, this idea that black men are being murdered, and I really, frankly, I resent the counter conversation that, well, you know, you're concerned about what's happening with police. Well, what about, you know, Chicago, you know, over 3,000 black on black? You know, that's a whole nother argument. That diffuses the main thing. We need to get to the core of this as to what is, you know, what is really happening, and have a reasonable conversation with reasonable people, you know, where you can ferret this thing out. Now, I gotta say, whether you're black, brown, or indifferent, if you come out and you go head to head with a police officer and you're brandishing a gun, and the police officer is asking you, or, you know, commanding you to drop the gun, I got to say, you got to drop the gun. You know, I mean, common sense would say, and reason would say, hey, you know, drop the gun. Now, if you want to hold on to the gun, you know, for whatever reason, I mean, you have now accelerated the risk situation. You've not mitigated risk. You've only accentuated it. You know, there's some decision-making choices that have to be considered here. Well, the conversation continues.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows.
Let's all go to the lobby.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
The popcorn's ready, Juju Bees, all the good stuff, and it is time for Steve Evans, the movie guy, and Sully keeps on cooking, huh?
Sully, number one, again last weekend, $21.7 million. That's a hit for this time of year. It's made $70 million overall, and you're going to have a chance to see it.
Friday, finally going to get a chance. I've been wanting to see that. I may do a whole movie marathon because Snowden, I've been wanting to see Snowden as well. I've heard some good things about it.
Snowden didn't finish in the top five. It was six last weekend, not doing quite what they had hoped, about 5 million. Blair Witch didn't do what they had hoped either, about 9.5. And Bridget Jones' Diary was, or rather, Baby. Bridget Jones' Baby this time around. That was a disappointment as well, about 6.7.
What happens when you got one baby and too many dads, I guess.
I guess. You know,
I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah,
it's better overseas. It did, it did well better over in Europe. But here in this country, I guess we've kind of seen. They haven't done anything with this concept for about 15 years, so it's a little difficult to reintroduce the public. So there you go, number three, Bridget Jones' Baby. Mm. Out this weekend. Well, you remember back in 1960, right? The Magnificent Seven. Remember that movie?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've been looking forward to this one. Okay. And Denzel. Anything Denzel does,
We had an impressive cast this time around, but I just thought, I went back and took a look at what was the original Magnificent Seven cast like back, who were the Magnificent Seven back in 1960? Listen to this list. You have Yul Brynner, Eli Wallach, Steve McQueen, Charles Bronson, Robert Vaughn, Brad Dexter, and James Coburn. That's quite a lineup, right?
That's amazing. It is amazing.
So what? This time, it's an illustrious cast, maybe not quite as illustrious as the first time. We have Denzel, as you were mentioning, Chris Pratt, Huey from Jurassic Park is in this, Ethan Hawke, Vincent D'Onofrio, and then some people you might not be familiar with, Yong Hong Lee, Manuel Garcia Rolfo, and Martin Sensmeyer. That's the list this time around, and it's getting good reviews. 61% are recommending this movie that's directed by Antoine Fuqua, who has directed Denzel in movies like Training Day and Equalizer. Mm-hmm. It really looks good. I mean, he's taken a few cues from the old John Ford westerns with the magnificent vistas filling up the screen. It looks really good. It's magnificent. The story's still the same. We have mm-hmm. a town of Rose Creek. It's under the deadly control of an industrialist, Bartholomew Bogue, played very well by Peter Sarsgaard. The desperate townspeople, led by Emma Cullen, played by Haley Bennett, employ the protection of these seven outlaws. You've got bounty hunters and gamblers and hired guns and ne'er-do-wells. I gave you the list. They come back and they prepare the town for a violent showdown that they know is coming, and these seven mercenaries soon find themselves fighting for more than money. That's the idea. 61% recommending The Magnificent Seven. You see,
You imagine, Eli Wallach would just like to, you know, have gotten the payday that, I mean, forget about all the other guys. I mean, just what Denzel's getting by comparison, right?
Well, I went back and looked at the numbers. They made the movie for about $2 million, and it went on to gross the astounding sum of $5 million in the U.S. back in the day. Huh?
Yes.
Wow. Times have changed.
Amazing.
We have another movie. It's called Stork. This is an animated film. I've seen the trailer. It looked like your standard animated bear.
2016's been the year of animation, right? I mean, how many animated films have we had so far this year, Steve?
It would be interesting to check that out. Yeah, we have had quite a few, some better than others, but they seem to be following the same template. Mm-hmm. It gets to be rather formulaic after a while. 58% are recommending this one. It's PG. It's a kid's movie. We have two storks, voiced by Kelsey Grammer and Andy Samberg. They reveal the truth about their job delivering babies to new parents. You see, storks have moved on from delivering babies. They now deliver packages, and that is kind of a cute sequence in the movie, explaining how that works. Anyway, this is a kid's movie that could lead to some awkward conversations, I guess, on the way home if the kid isn't clued into actually how this works. Dad, how does this really go? Anyway. 58% recommending Storks this weekend. Check out the trailer if you are in the mood for another animated film. We have The Queen of Katwe, too. This is coming out from Disney. I've been seeing these trailers for quite a while.
This
really looks good. Have you seen the trailer?
I've seen the trailer. In fact, I got an invite to go to one of the premieres. And so I just got to figure out what part of the country I'm going to be in so I can, you know, figure out which one to go to. Exactly.
Right. It's a true story about a young girl. She's selling corn on the streets of rural Uganda, very poor family. Her world rapidly changes when she's introduced to the game of chess. Her name is Fiona in the film, and she meets Robert Katende, played by David Oyelowo.
Yes.
And he is a soccer player that has turned missionary, but likes to teach the local kids chess. Well, she takes to this game, and she pursues her dream of becoming an international chess champion. It's directed by Mira Nair, who did Monsoon Wedding a while back, and she's quite a talented woman. Now, she begins to succeed in local chess championships or competitions, and he teaches her how to read and to write so she can pursue her schooling. She quickly advances through the ranks in the tournaments and eventually escapes a life of poverty and saves her family. I mean, it's one of those feel-good movies from Disney. 76% are recommending. It's a PG movie, one that you could take the entire family to.
And I like the fact that David Oyelowo is on, you know, because the more often that we can talk about him, his name starts to just flow off my tongue, you know, because I remember the first time we came up against David Oyelowo, we absolutely butchered it three ways to Sunday.
I saw him explaining how to pronounce his name, and it makes sense. You take the word yellow, you put an O at the beginning and an O at the end. So
yes.
It's O-Y-E-L-O-O.
Yes. Well, why didn't he tell us that before? He was just laughing. He and his family were just laughing.
Sure. He's heard it all different times, all different ways.
Exactly. Well, he finally, I guess, could appreciate our frustration in trying to do right by him and his family name and that. So, well, good. So now everybody knows the lesson. Two O's at the end and yellow in between.
Right, that's exactly right. That's
perfect.
And look at how much airtime he's getting this morning.
Hey, he's all plugged up because nobody needs to go around, you know, twisting their tongue and getting tongue sprain over trying to pronounce his name. So it's good.
Right, and I have practiced. I've done the practice. I've been through that name several times.
Exactly.
We
I'm
have,
right with you.
A crazy documentary here. It's called The Lovers and the Despot, and it's a crazy story. concerning North Korea, which is a very strange place. 72% are recommending. You have a Korean director. His name is Shin Sang-ok, and he was a director back in the 1950s mm-hmm. in South Korea. And an actress, Choi Eun-hee, they meet, and they fall in love, and they become stars in South Korea, big stuff in South Korea. And then they are both kidnapped by Kim Jong-il, and they're taken to North Korea. He's put in jail. She's under house arrest. He's kept in jail for 5 years, and eventually they're reunited. And Kim declares them his personal filmmakers. And so they have to go about making movies for this guy. They make 17 films for Kim until they finally take a chance to figure out a way to...
This is real life, huh? This is a real story.
This is a real doc. It's crazy.
Oh, Lord.
And, eventually they escape. But it's a real interesting look into the very strange world of North Korea. It's called The Lovers and the Despot, out this weekend. Kate Winslet is back in a movie called The Dressmaker. It's getting mixed reviews, but if you check out the trailer, it all seems to make sense to me. It looks really pretty terrific. It's called The Dressmaker. It tells the story of this beautiful, talented Tilly Dunnage, played by Kate Winslet. She's been away. She's been working as a dressmaker in exclusive Parisian fashion houses, and she eventually returns home to the town in the Australian outback to reconcile with her eccentric mother, Molly, played by Judy Davis. She falls in love with the pure-hearted Teddy, played by Liam Hemsworth, and she's armed with just her sewing machine and her style, and she transforms the women of the town, exacting sweet revenge on those who did her wrong. Mm. Interesting movie called The Dressmaker, based on a novel by Rosalie Ham.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You see some woman walking down Main Street with a sewing machine, I mean, she may be coming to get you.
Well, it could be. I mean, all the critics are trotting out there. You know, it's, one is saying, well, this movie will have you in stitches. Another one saying, the movie is only so-so, S-E-W-S-E-W. So it's out there this week. You might want to check out The Dressmaker with Kate Winslet. A movie which was very big at Sundance is out this week, and it's called Goat. And it was big news up there because it stars Nick Jonas, one of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Played up there, based on a memoir by Brad Land. It looks like a rough film. It's about a 19-year-old kid. Actually, it's based on his life. A 19-year-old kid, he enrolls in college with his brother and pledges the same fraternity as his brother. But what happens there, in the name of brotherhood, tests the boy and his loyalty to his brother in very brutal ways. It's all about hazing and humiliation. That's your cup of tea. Goat is out this weekend. 79% are recommending that one. Then a movie called Generation Startup is out. It's a doc as well. And it takes us to the front lines of entrepreneurship in America, capturing the struggles and triumphs of six recent college graduates who put everything on the line to build startups in the city of Detroit.
Wow.
It's got this over 17 months. It's an honest, in-the-trenches look at what happens, what it takes to launch a startup. And it's called Generation Startup, out this weekend.
Well, that might be good timing. You know, that's good timing on a movie because, what I'm starting to sense here, Steve-O, is that we've got a lot of wannabe and would-be entrepreneurs, and maybe this is something they should take a look at because I think we're going to see a wave of entrepreneurs just budding here across this country.
That's right. I think it's one that they definitely should see. It's the real look at the real situation.
Hey, we got some great offerings here at the Cineplex. Bring the popcorn. Let's have a fun weekend and enjoy yourself. I'm going to be out there, like I said, Friday, catch Sully. And we've got
All
some
right.
good options. All right, buddy. Hey, we'll see you there. Thank you so much. Steve, the movie guy. I'm Bill Martinez live.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.